Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Tonight in Salt Lake City, Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris will meet for their one and only scheduled debate. NPR's Mara Liasson reports vice presidential debates don't usually matter much, but this one is different.
With both presidential candidates in their 70s and the president sick with COVID, either Pence or Harris could be president sooner rather than later. Harris and Pence will be sitting down with more distance between them, and there will be plexiglass barriers. The virus will be the number one topic tonight. Harris, who has had little experience debating one-on-one, will try to make Pence defend every unpopular thing President Trump has said and done about the virus before and after he got COVID himself. For his part, Mike Pence, who easily bested Tim Kaine in their 2016 debate, may try to attack Harris as a liberal puppeteer controlling Joe Biden. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
President Trump is at the White House as he recovers from COVID-19, where he's being extremely visible on social media, including a barrage of critical tweets aimed at Democrats. Trump is now pushing for more piecemeal coronavirus aid proposals after nixing further negotiations with Democrats on an assistance package. Trump's personal physician, Dr. Sean Conley, reported today Trump is feeling well, sentiments that were echoed by White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenstern.
The president's own words, he's feeling great. He's symptom free. And, you know, we hope to have him able to be back interacting in person as soon as possible, as soon as it's safe.
That would apparently be now, based on the latest word from the White House, where it's reported the president returned to the Oval Office for briefings. In a memo, Trump's doctor said the president has been fever free for more than 24 hours and his oxygen levels and respiratory rate are normal. Lawyers for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn want to disqualify the judge hearing his case. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports they argue the judge has demonstrated bias.
Flynn's lawyers say comments by Judge Emmett Sullivan have become, quote, increasingly shrill, unprecedented, and prejudicial. They're asking for him to step aside from hearing the case, but legal experts say the motion could be a long shot. The request comes after the judge asked why new Justice Department leaders moved to abandon the prosecution. Flynn twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. One court advocate suggests Flynn got special treatment only because he's close to President Trump. Flynn's lawyer said she briefed the president about the case last month. The judge has limited leeway in the matter, but he recently wondered out loud if a new attorney general could consider new charges against Flynn. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The World Bank now says up to 150 million people could slip into extreme poverty as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, living on less than $1.90 a day by late next year. On Wall Street, stocks were up sharply, the Dow up 530 points. This is NPR. Hurricane Delta made landfall this morning south of Cancun along the northeastern coast of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Delta, which came ashore as a Category 2 hurricane after weakening a bit, still packed a punch, knocking down trees and power lines in some beach area resorts. Meanwhile, forecasters say Delta could regain strength after moving into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, possibly becoming a Category 3 hurricane. National Hurricane Center says it thinks Delta will then make landfall again in Louisiana on Friday. A gene editing tool that has revolutionized the life sciences was honored with the Nobel Prize in Chemistry today. NPR's Noel Greenfield-Boyce reports two scientists are sharing the prize.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry went to French researcher Emmanuel Charpentier and American scientist Jennifer Doudna. They collaborated on a way to use part of the ancient immune system of microbes to cut DNA so that genes could be altered with unprecedented ease and precision. The technique, called CRISPR-Cas9, is now widely used in labs. It's been tested in people as a treatment for sickle cell disease, and it was even used, controversially, to genetically alter human babies. That's one reason why Doudna has called for more regulation and other efforts to make sure this powerful technology is used responsibly. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Protests broke out in some New York City neighborhoods after Governor Andrew Cuomo moved to reinstate restrictions on businesses. Video showed hundreds of men gathering last night in the streets of Borough Park, an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn. Some were burning masks. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.